This is DJ Tannis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or distribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Harbinger. Enjoy the interview.
Good
afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. I am the Tan Man, DJ Tannis. You are on my Dragon's Den, and I have with me the band Harbinger from Canada. Actually, they've just finished a long day of traveling. What's up?
Hello, Canada. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
I'm good. Okay, now we have... Okay, now, you said it's Ellie, correct?
Yes, it is.
Ellie? And now, I'm sorry, I completely spaced on the gentleman's name here.
Bradley.
Bradley. How do I space on that? That's my little brother's name. I'm a fool.
I don't know, man. You're
a fool.
On that one.
Dude, I'm telling you, just stick a fork in me. I'm done. So you were telling me before we hopped on air, you just got done doing a massive day of travel. What's going on? I mean, that's the best question. What's going on?
Well, we just left from Montreal yesterday, and we're driving to Cape Breton in Nova Scotia because we're getting ready to play the International Cape Breton Drum Fest on Sunday. And, we wanted to be there for the whole weekend and kind of visit our country, so we left a little early and drove all day, and here we are now.
Wow. Bradley, are you the wheel man as well?
No, actually, our sleepy head of a bass player downstairs passed out.
He passed out.
He was the wheel man today for about 12, 14 hours.
And the DJ.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, he pulled double duty.
Wow. You know, that's one thing that... And maybe some of our listeners do. Well, our Canadian listeners do,
yeah.
But I don't think that, especially our European listeners, understand that Canada is so expansive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a haul from town to town to town.
Yeah, well, think about it. I mean, you've got 500 million people in the States, and Canada's as big, or if not bigger, and you've got only 30 million people up here countrywide. So it's a fairly big open space. There's
yeah.
a fair distance between neighbors. But we're all pretty friendly, so.
There you go. Absolutely. You know, space between neighbors is not necessarily a bad thing.
No, not at all. You know, if you guys in the U.S. ever need some sugar, we're here for you.
Well, it depends, though, because sometimes we do parties and then cups show up, like last weekend. We were too loud, apparently, for our neighbors.
What?
We did. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. See, wouldn't it be cool if you had the cops show up just one time and go,
seriously?
It's not loud enough!
That's what we want, you know?
Yeah, fire off a couple rounds, guys.
Why do you think we have all those big amps and crazy big cymbals?
Yeah.
To be loud.
Absolutely insane. So that's cool. So you've got the gig going on Sunday. Now, is that... The beginning, or you're in the beginning of many ahead of you, or what's the summer looking like for you? You got any festivals lined up? What's going on with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the beginning of a long and fruitful career for all of us, actually. We're looking to really do this for a long while. We're really happy with the way things are going, and things just seem to be happening pretty naturally. We're all really close friends, so there's a lot of camaraderie there. So it's just a natural thing for us right now.
Oh, outstanding. Good stuff indeed. Now, I was digging through and reading emails and what have you. Have you, how is the band evolution going right now?
Well, pretty well. You know, we're a bunch of friends, and we've all been playing music for a few years now, and we jammed a few times and thought, hey, you know, we should just do a band together. So it's the four of us. We're still looking for a singer, but that doesn't really stop us to still play and whatever. We're just, you know, having fun and doing it for ourselves, and that's all that matters, and we just want to be happy, and whatever happens, happens, and we're hoping for the best, and I think it will go well, because, you know, we're just getting along so well and having such a blast, and it's amazing, so can't wait to meet our singer and you know, it's great.
All you got to do is really just keep your head on your shoulders and do what you need to. And as long as you stick to your guns, man, things come naturally. I mean, we don't have any misconceptions. We're doing what comes naturally to us. It's a second instinct kind of thing.
Sure. Now, are you guys shopping and targeting for a female or a male vocalist, or is it really doesn't matter just who may come along?
No, man. I think we're pretty focused in what we want. We definitely are looking for a male singer. It's nothing to do with the sex thing. It's just it's all about the newfound aggression that we're looking at. And you know, we have our soft moments still, but we're exploring a lot of different dynamics in the music. And at this time, anyway, we just feel like, you know, a guy would be, you know, a male voice up front would be probably something that complemented our stuff a little bit better.
Okay, very cool.
For sure.
Good stuff indeed. Well, now, obviously, you know, I guess the question of what you're, you know, when that would happen is obviously subjective because, you know, you still got to talk with people and try people out and whatnot, but... when would you like to be hopping into the studio to do new stuff?
Hopefully soon, man. I mean, we're dealing with some really good material right now. You know, the lucky people that are going to be at the Drum Fest this weekend are going to get a chance to hear it for the first time. And so far, the few people that have had come in contact with it are pretty stoked about it. So, I mean. You know, we're looking at, right now we're just focusing on the Drum Fest, and that's sort of taking up our time, getting everything, you know, really tight and in the pocket for this bling. But in the next couple of weeks, we're going to really buckle down into the audition process and start getting some sights on on a good voice for us. That's really what we're missing at this moment. You know, we just need someone to come in and...
We just live day by day, pretty much. That's all we have to say. We'll see what happens,
pants.
You know?
There you go. Now, I got to ask, because, you know, being up in Canada and being on the East, God, any plans to get out west and get down into the United States?
Right. Just in the country, we're 33 million. That's the population in California, so we have to go see our neighbors, right?
Yeah.
You guys are so close, we have to go.
Well, we are... where we broadcast from is we're about 90 miles east of San Francisco.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So, yeah, there's just a little carrot throw out there that you kind of get to this. You know, it's interesting. I was the co-owner, my wife and Alana and I have been talking about possibly actually building a venue. We live in a town called Stockton, which is just south of our capital, Sacramento. And there's nothing here for artists, you know, musicians to come and play. There's no venue that's set up or designed for that. And we were actually talking with this wannabe would-be city councilman who is running around putting flyers on doors. Who knows? Maybe by the time you guys get out this way, we can actually... We were talking to him about building a venue.
Well, that's really cool, man. It is a sad fact that the music industry has gone through a lot of painful changes in the last couple of years. And, you know, an example of this is our native scene, where a lot of us, a bunch of us cut our teeth, which is Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And lot of the big clubs there are closing down, man. They just can't afford to keep their doors open because either... You know, there's the advent of the whole online community taking over, but there's also a lot of people that just don't really have the impetus to go and see a lot of live music. And so I think, you know, we need just, you know, as musicians, as, you know, the music industry progresses, we just need to get back into the clubs and let people know that there's a reason to come out and see live music.
And then there's awesome people like you that build venues for us to come and play.
There's the enablers.
I'll
like
tell you. Well, you know, to kind of piggyback on what you were saying, Bradley, throw also onto the fact that, you know, the economic times are so bad that people are, you know, expendable income is not necessarily there. But yeah, that's something that we're very interested in. Because we get, you know, obviously we talk to people like you all the time. And one of the things that seems to be an overriding comment is there really is no place, believe it or not, in California, of all places, outside of the Los Angeles, kind of the Southern Cal, you know, the SoCal area, there really is not a lot of places to play that is a nice small to medium range. I mean, there's big honking 20, 30,000 people, 50,000 seat venues all over the place.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic, for, you know, the independent bands or the bands who are newly signed or the bands that are just getting going or even the bands that are established but play to smaller market crowds, a place where you can stack 1,000 people in is just not some place that exists very much anymore, to your point.
Yeah, and let's be honest, I mean, there's also the fact that there's a lot of kids out there who've never gone into a record store and bought a physical album. You know, I've talked to kids like this, too. And so it just gives musicians, especially, you know, where our head's at, is to give us a reason to get back in there and give people a reason to come out and see live music, you know, raise the bar a bit. You know, there's a lot of bands out there, but, you know, let's be one of those bands. Let's join the community of bands that are trying to get people engaged again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into anybody's age here now, but I can remember a time when, I mean, that was the whole shit, you know?
Music was uphill both ways.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you were, you know, picking and choosing and plotting the club you're going to go to because of the bands that were going to be playing there.
Yeah, and those bands were in the trenches, too, for sure.
Right, exactly. You know, I think, and I think that, you know, personally, at least in my humble opinion, that rock / metal is probably the last of the genres of music that really needs to be seen live, because so much of this other junk is it's all studio crap. It's all overprocessed studio junk. And if you were to go see them live, you'd have to take a bag of lettuce and rotten eggs with you so you could throw it at the stage, because they suck live.
Yeah,
they're
but
horrible.
I think you know how you said the whole economy ain't happening, how it's going down, and I think people kind of are looking for something new, and they're not going to want the fake thing again, because they know, well, they've seen where it got them, and I think people want truth in everything, you know, and well, you know, the whole financial thing, but I think they want real music, they want real people, and I think hard rock and rock and metal and everything's going to come back, and even grunge, you know, we want the 90s back, and I think this is our chance after all the pop pink thing that just sounds the same, and everyone's wearing the same stuff, and everyone's looking so pretty and thin, and, you know, it's not about that anymore, I don't think, or I think people are going to want to have truth. And honestly,
well, you know, I tell you a very good example. And I don't know. I imagine that you guys are probably busy enough that you don't watch much TV. Now,
yeah, we're just talking about that earlier, actually.
Yeah, or we put so much money into our tours and equipment that we don't have the money to pay for cable.
What's cable?
Right.
What is that?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of the phenomenon American Idol. Of course, everybody has.
For sure, we got our own version up here in Canada.
See, but
it's,
you know, here's the
pathetic
thing. Absolutely, you know, the thing that really, you know, I'm just going to draw this parallel to what we're talking about is what's funny is they have all these young contestants who are nobodies singing their ass off. And then, of course, you know, during the show, they mix in these supposed multi-platinum stars like Lady Gaga and whomever.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm one of those, and I'd say the last 4 or 5 weeks, because Ilana and I are hooked on it, we like to watch it because we like to see what talent's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you got Daughtry come out of there, and I mean, a couple of pretty decent ones. And if I'm one of those contestants sitting there, and I'm listening to the crap, these multi-platinum, they sound horrible life. I would just love to see the judges judge them once, because give me the contestants because they sing better.
No kidding.
Yeah, let's put the judges up there, strap a guitar and a mic on them, and see what's going on.
Well, we know Randy can play, at least down here.
For sure,
I'm
man.
Not sure about up there.
Yeah, dog.
yeah, dog. So you guys just got done traveling. I got to ask, what was for dinner? Did you have, like, typical road fare?
You know what's funny? We ended up in Nova Scotia. We're here at some family's place, and We were looking forward to get some lobster this weekend, so we're looking forward to do that. But after the road today, we came home and we had some burgers and fries.
Really, home meal. You know,
some East Coast top hospitality.
So delicious.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. I'm a food guy. It doesn't matter who I'm talking to. I always have to ask because, yeah, burgers and fries. Oh, but lobster sounds good.
And it's homemade, though. It's even better.
Before the end of the weekend, we're definitely going to cash in our chips towards that.
Nice. So now that you're there, I mean, other than grabbing yourself some lobster, what's on the agenda for you guys until Sunday happens?
Well, for the three quarters of the band, it's our first time in Nova Scotia, so hopefully we're going to have the chance to visit a little bit and check out some of the festival. I have to say for myself, as a drummer, I'm looking forward to this. There's some incredible musicians that are going to be there, so I'm hoping we're going to catch some of that too and kind of just hang out and have a good time and play music and jam and, you know, party a little bit and, you know, the whole thing.
And hopefully we can pull some stuff away because, yeah, like as Ellie was saying, these are some pretty heavy hitters in the industry. So, you know, there's a lot to be learned, you know, not just from the drum side of stuff, but also from, you know, for the rest of us, you know, to pull away some really cool stuff from it. So
there's a pretty interesting lineup going there. It's a really big honor, actually, for us to be there. And it's actually your first full show. We play for friends, but that's our first show, and wow. Can't wait.
That's good stuff. Hey, it never hurts to, I mean, networking is such a huge part of the business now.
You know it.
Really just getting out there and meeting people.
Yeah, networking is good people too, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now, are you guys gonna try and go to kind of get back to the music side of it too, and branch on that. When you finally do hop into the studio, are you going to strictly target digital sales, or are you going to try and go ahead and press something and get it out to the stores?
Well, essentially, you know, we got a lot of work to do before we get to the studio stage.
Sure.
We have our dream list of producers we want to work with as well, but I can't really go into that right now. There's no real cap on it. Now with the advent of the internet and social media, there's no real cap for new bands to sort of reach a plateau. I mean, you can take it as far as you need to. You know, we're one of those bands where, you know, we've got everybody in the band who likes to do certain things online. I mean, you know, we're all over Facebook, we're all over, you know, our website, you know, we've got a huge social network set up. So, I mean, these are things that are definitely going to help us out and put us in the right light. So, I mean, yeah, to answer your question more directly, it's one of those things where we're just sort of looking forward to what's out there. You know, we're exploring all the venues online so far.
Outstanding. You know, and actually, as we're talking right now, I am getting ready to bring up my Facebook.
Nice.
Because you're going to tell me what your Facebook...
You know what? The Facebook URL is so long, I can't even remember it.
And I'm the Facebook crazy. I'm the Facebook fanatic. I am in love with Facebook. I am not going to lie.
It's true.
And we have a band page, Harbinger. You'll find us. It's linked on our website. If you go directly there, www.harbingerofficial.com, all the links to everything are there. It's so much easier this way. Just click and then it's there.
Or if you want to link up with all our social networks, you just go to harbingerofficial.com, and we're pretty much in everything. Facebook,
Harbinger,
I like,
Official.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm bringing it up right now. Harbingerofficial.com. Harbinger road trip blog number uno.
That's right.
Exactly.
And we're also posting pictures on our MySpace under the Cape Breton Drum Fest folder. We're posting pictures on the road as we go. I think the latest one we got was us sitting around the table sipping some wine. So
thanks to the micro technology, gets everything quickly on the website.
We've also got some HD cameras we've taken on the road with us, so we're editing video as we speak.
Oh, nice!
That's
going to
be up
very
on our
nice
channel in MySpace soon.
Oh, I see. Okay, I found your Facebook. There it is, Harbinger. Cool. I'll deal with this when I get it up. I do everything. Yeah, it's absolutely. I do everything from my laptop. You know, this is my This is my whole my studio rig right here. See, yeah, see, there you go. If you need to hop in the studio, you can always come down here.
For sure, man.
And you can hop in my studio. I'll put you up. I'll put you on the sonar. We'll blow glass master, right? No problem. Oh my goodness, now, that's cool stuff, and definitely, indeed. I'll add you in. Just look for Tanis and Ilana, because I'll tell Ilana, and she'll want to add you in, too.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, it goes along with that whole social media we were just talking about. You know, it's that whole thing where if people know that, you know, a band is up front, they're honest about their intentions, they're putting good stuff out there, I mean, they've got a reason to go see the stuff. You know, we find that a lot of people that are on our social network are actually coming just for that reason. They've heard about us through whatever venue, and you know, they're of the mindset that, oh, hey, this is, you know, these guys are being real. They're up front. You know, they post what they think. They're not, you know.
You'll see every sides of us. That's all I have to say.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you who is the main manager person of your Facebook? Is that you?
That would Ellie? Be me. I really
that
am
would
love
be you.
Ellie's the one.
Facebook's like my new boyfriend. After my drum kit, then there's Facebook. That's my life.
Okay, because I'll send you. I'm gonna also for whenever you reach that point, there is to help you with digital sales. There is a another company out of the UK called Record Union, and I will send you all the link and information and stuff there. I know the guy, and he's got a pretty nifty setup. But you know, just one more avenue for you to try and make money.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, great. Okay, listen, I'm not going to keep any longer. I've had you for about 30 minutes. I just wanted to find out what you guys have got going. Everybody, my listeners, people, if you are in the Nova Scotia area, which actually, believe it or not, guys, I have a whole bunch of people who are in that area.
Perfect.
I'm waiting for one. Yeah, I got one guy who I'm waiting for him to come online here so I can tell him that because he lives in Nova Scotia.
Cool.
I know he's listening. I can see this, but he's not anywhere where I can actually get a hold of him. Go out, check them out Sunday.
Yes. We're playing in Glass Bay, this Savoy Theater. All the information is on our website, and that links you to the Cape Breton's website. So again, www.harbingerofficial.com. Everything you need to know is there.
Perfect.
And if people are listening, you know, sign up to our social networks, get in touch. I mean, the band is really transparent. We're easy to get a hold of. And we're always willing to interact with new people. So,
well, here, I'll blow your socks off. Let me take a look at one thing right here. Okay. You have listeners right now in Germany.
Hello, Germany.
Brazil,
Guten Tag. That's all I know.
Japan, Australia.
Hello, Japan and Australia.
There you go. Canada, always.
Canada.
And England.
Nice.
Hello.
Obviously,
the
United States.
How's it going in the UK?
See?
We so wish we could do that accent. We all think we're so good, but we know we're not.
You know what's funny? We're distant cousins from the UK. I mean, we got the same sovereign governance here.
That's exactly. See, the only thing I was waiting for, I didn't hear a g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Let's get out of the pub and get some Fosters.
I'm French. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, je parle français a little bit.
Oh, ta voix, c'est là.
Oh, goodness. Listen, you guys, hey, go put your feet up, relax, you know, wash down that road dust, and I'll follow up with you after the summer.
And
we'll see if we can't get you back on again because I want to see how things are progressing and what have you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Excellent. No problem. Bradley, Ellie, it's been a wonderful pleasure. And as I told you prior to going on, I'll have this baby up for you tomorrow on the podcast page. I'll send you the link through, send you a message on Facebook or wherever.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Cool, man.
Yeah, then you can download it and use it to your heart's content.
Bonus. Thanks again,
all righty.
Man.
Alrighty, buddy.
Have a great day,
Alec,
dude.
Bradley.
Thank you.
Great evening. Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. There you go, people. Ellie and Bradley. Harbinger. Good group of people. We didn't get into it, but I know that a couple of people were from a previous band, and I love their music, and I know that this stuff is going to be really, really good. It sounds like they got a good group of people, good melding of individuals. So, yeah. All right. We'll follow up with them again August sometime, I'm thinking. Get them back on the show, see where they progress to.